75 years ago tomorrow, the Imperial Japanese Navy launched a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor, destroying much of the U.S. fleet and drawing America into World War II. It did not take long for the conspiracy theories to spread, including one that continues today, alleging that President Franklin Roosevelt knew of the attack beforehand and used it to steer public opinion in favor of going to war. It's World War II-era fake news, as NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The history of the attack is clear. There are even a few veterans left who saw it happen.
I was on the USS Tennessee, and we couldn't fire our guns because West Virginia was leaning over against us. So they put me on a motor launch and let me go out and wrestle the bodies out of the flames.
Earl Smith was 93 years old when he recorded this eyewitness account. The day before, he'd played a baseball game with sailors from the U.S. Arizona and the West Virginia.
And the next day, every one of the Arizona players and half of the West Virginia ball club were killed.
The day after, Franklin D. Roosevelt addressed Congress.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
Roosevelt had been pushing for intervention in Europe against the Nazis for years. Historians debate whether he wanted to join the war against Japan. Conspiracy theorists debate what FDR knew and when he knew it in scary books and documentaries all over the internet.
Did President Roosevelt know in advance? And has a government-led cover-up continued to this day?
There is not a shred of evidence that President Roosevelt knew about an attack on Pearl Harbor.
Rob Cetino is senior historian at the National World War II Museum in New Orleans. He says the FDR knew conspiracy never dies.
It's ridiculous, but it's evergreen. It never stops. My students over 30 years, there'd always be somebody in class, Roosevelt knew all about it.
Gene Edward Smith wrote a biography of Roosevelt. He says the intercepted intelligence that might have warned the president never made it to him or the U.S. fleet.
He was totally caught off guard by it. The record is clear. There was no evidence that the Japanese were moving toward Pearl Harbor. That was picked up in Washington.
That's not to say the White House wasn't expecting some kind of attack from Japan, maybe against U.S. bases in the nearby Philippines. Roosevelt had been tightening the screws, strong economic sanctions on Japan to hinder the Japanese conquest of China. Historian Rob Cetino says FDR figured sanctions would work.
Sanctions are better than war. If you have time to let them apply and if there's somebody sensible on the other side. He was wrong in that assessment. Pearl Harbor was kind of unintended consequences for both sides.
The U.S. didn't think Japan would attack. Japan didn't think the U.S. had the stomach to rebuild its navy, then launch a bloody fight island by island across the Pacific. Cetino says it's bad assumptions and poor intelligence like this that start wars. Things that in hindsight look so obvious that the conspiracy theories outlive the eyewitnesses to the battle. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.